Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It says, while porcelain veneers are fairly low maintenance once they are placed over your tooth, you may need additional checkups for dental implants.
So who needs veneers when you have paper?
Mike, you look great.
You really
do. Oh, my God. Maddie, how does his smile look right now?
Shining, glistening. It's beautiful.
You look younger. You do look younger.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Mm. Yeah, I'm still not going to pull the trigger on that. Thank you. Thank you very much.
She immediately sent the cameo request over to Jack Buck. I'm sorry, Joe Buck.
Oh, I think it even
I was trying to do that on the fly.
I heard Buck.
I'm so distracted today. I can't even get a comedy thing
so
like
great.
That.
Joe Buck's dad from 1940.
She's gay.
She's gay. How long do you spend on the Peloton?
45 minutes.
You share that with the President of the United States. I didn't know he had a Peloton. You know, he brought a Peloton into the White House, which I think is super cool.
Mike, this is a change from our last president, whose workout regimen was one of those machines that was a canvas belt that just agitated his stomach.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
I am so discombobulated.
Arch.
We have a lot of tweaking we're doing on this program leading up to a few weeks down the road where we're going to debut some stuff. And I found myself getting carried away with that this
morning.
Well,
you're engrossed in the process.
And bunny trailing. And one thing leads to another.
Well, I also realize there's a lot of research involved in it and listening to different things. And I realized that in the morning when I'm preparing this show, I live in a loud environment, as anyone with children and dogs do. There is no respect from dogs or children when it comes to listening to things. And if you have to really concentrate, and I have trained myself over the years to prepare for this program and block it out. But sometimes when you're going down another road, listening to elements and sounds and that type of thing, you really require a different level of concentration.
You're in a different space.
When, when in the morning you hear, which is the adrenaline laden Boston Terrier that really needs to, look, I didn't advocate fighting dogs, but now I get why dogs fight.
Okay.
There's just so much adrenaline and testosterone in them that what I get is every toy, and my living room is not a living room where you would welcome anybody. You would not be able to, for example, if social services were to roll into my living room yesterday afternoon.
Whoa.
Right?
Okay.
Really?
They would look.
We've gone to this level now?
They would walk in and go, oh, what's going on here? You really don't have your act together.
We're taking the boy with us.
That's right. And there are dog toys specifically.
Oh, and dog toys everywhere.
And just the like that. And then
with Winslow's overwhelming excitement, has it upped Frankie's game a little bit too? Is Frankie now more of a problem?
No, Frankie's
Frankie's
on the backside.
Sure. He's playing the back nine.
You understand? He's playing the back nine.
Yeah, okay.
He's doing a slow roll to Heaventown.
He's still very sweet.
Heaventown.
All he does is periodically go,
bitching,
So I get that. And then you get I'll be conservative here, 1,000 times this morning I hear, Mom.
Why were you saying that?
Mom. Huh? I wasn't saying that.
The mom thing is, that's Pavlovian, though, right? He's looking for shoes, he's looking for pants, shorts.
Yeah, everything. And then he's, in a way, I am the beneficiary of the good Michael. He gets all the nuts and bolts stuff with his mom, which is washing, dressing, loading his backpack, getting his lunch, getting his... I get the... 7:19, pal. Let's go to the car, and then we have a friendly conversation. And I give him a kiss, and we
get the fun stuff.
Yeah. By the way, may I just add this for since I'm talking about my very mundane life down here in Southwest Florida, I should say to the greatest, you know, foggier than old London town here this morning in Southwest Florida. I just got to say, neither fog nor rain nor anything down there. Linda, the greatest bus driver in the history of bus drivers, Linda, and I said, nothing slows you down. Nothing. As on time can be with thick fog. And by the way, thick fog where certain seniors that go out in it, I think they're trying to get hit by a car.
I think
they're trying to get hit by a car.
I think you're really giving, with all due respect, Linda, a little more credit than you should.
Blasphemy. How dare you?
You could say
so many things to me. Nothing would be more horrendous than what you just said about Lynn. She is spectacular.
You live in the mecca of meth. Anything can keep a bus driver going.
She is.
Are you implying
the finest professional? You. By the way, in the afternoon, there's another school system that drops off at my bus stop.
Okay,
and I see this lady. And here's how. Here's the tell. Okay, they come in. They drop off or pick up, and then they do a big loop around the parking lot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Here's how I know that the bus driver for the other school is a pure idiot. All right?
Yes.
You get the directional signal taking the right-hand turn out of the one-way parking lot. Okay?
Mm.
Let me tell you why. And by the way, she's a 45 minutes late, and she's going so slow because she's timid, and she doesn't know what she's doing. And she's putting, and you know, you want to know why you're late every day? Because you're putting that directional signal on.
That's
the directional signal you do not need. You probably also spend 15 minutes at the railroad tracks as well. Not because you're safe, just because you're timid. My lady, Linda, she zips into that parking lot, not at a dangerous speed, but zips right out.
And she's locked in.
She's locked in, Oscar. Yes.
Yeah. That's my target.
Oscar's
I got to pick up that guy.
Hey, Maddie, is my picture breaking up a little bit this morning?
Can you give me a 1, 2, 3, maybe, Mike?
1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.
All right. It's maybe a little bit delayed. It's not breaking up, though.
Yes. All right. Let me just read what my computer is telling me.
All right.
This morning.
Please.
High memory usage.
Ooh.
Oh.
Not good. That'll throttle your graphics card and all kinds of things.
It says, Clean My Mac has found that you're running out of both physical and virtual memory.
Ooh.
Consider quitting some apps.
Yeah. We'll do that.
Do you have a lot of them open?
Then it says ignore or free up.
Okay, fair.
Should
fair
I free enough. Up while we're on the show here? Should that happen?
If it's a reputable, maintenance app, then go ahead. Why not?
What's the name of the app?
I've done it three times now, and it's not doing anything.
Hmm.
That's what I'm saying.
What about force quitting all the programs you're not supposed to be using while we do the program?
You want me to do that while we're on the show?
Yeah, it's not going to kill anything. Just hit the app. We'll talk amongst ourselves. Hit the Apple button and force quit what you're not using. Maybe that'll improve your picture.
Let me see. System preference.
Rob.
I remember when I was working in New York City occasionally, and that's when I learned that you had to close things because I was having trouble writing a Word document on a station computer. And a guy we used to work with named Johnny Constantino. Nice fella.
Johnny Constantino. He's a good... I can tell my picture's all messed up. My computer's all messed up. I didn't do anything except go into...
You're just working.
Yeah, but
what's
open?
Apple Music.
Oh,
Apple Music, snap. That's the worst.
Yeah. Damn. I sent you a link yesterday for a new computer.
You did?
Yeah,
it might be time. Oh, you mean the Mini?
Yeah, it might be time.
Oh, the Mini?
Yeah, you can keep that computer, but the Mini can do other things and not deal with your... with your actual mind.
I'm really concerned because I really think I broke my computer this morning.
How did you
really
break it?
I think just like with this memory thing. All I did was download one song, the song I played for you before the show.
Yeah.
That's all I did. Is that could that to put my
did the
computer
program
into
make
a tizzy?
Paying ruples?
And it's rubles.
Oh, not ruples.
By the way, it's still
I'm a
spinning El Spino,
right
yeah.
But I'll live with it.
Do you have a lot of apps open right now on your computer? Like other
How
things
the
in the back?
Would I know that?
You could double tap on your mouse pad and it will show you what's open with two fingers. Go.
How many dents are under
your laptop?
That's not,
you know, you make it sound so simple. Double tap just like this.
Yeah, with two fingers. And it'll open all of the windows that are open and then you can close them if there's too many.
depending on your configuration.
You know what? You made it sound, you're not explaining yourself.
Yeah, not all computers are set up that way.
Well, he has a Mac, right?
He does, but it's older.
What do you mean double tap where? Where do you want me to double tap?
With two fingers, touch the mouse pad
anywhere,
at one
excuse
time.
Excuse me, when you double tap, don't you put your arrow on something?
Well, you have a mouse
pad. To double tap on
just
it?
Just double tap on your mouse pad.
No, not click.
Tap, tap with two fingers.
Show him how you do it.
Like this. Bup, bup.
Yeah, with two fingers.
Here's where you're not explaining.
Right?
This is where you piss me off.
Okay.
All right? You're asking me to double tap. Double tap what?
Double click.
On nothing?
Yeah, just on your mouse pad.
With two fingers, though, not one finger.
It says new folder, get info, import from iPhone, change desktop background. That's it. I'm not clicking on anything. Do you understand? When I click on something,
but click
there has
not,
to be an arrow on something.
Click is not tap, though. I'm asking you to
every
go
every time
to,
we say double tap, I think of, you know, how Michael made Little Michael.
You think of that?
Yes.
Well, we are. Established this week, we're all married.
This is what I live with here.
Yes.
And if there's anybody in our audience that doesn't understand what I'm being told to do, when you click on something, you're clicking an arrow on something. When you're just double tapping.
Yeah, I said, though, we don't want you to click. Like, for example, if my computer was on right now.
Yes.
And you have
I understand the
right
difference
here,
between clicking or tapping.
And then you take two fingers and you go,
yeah,
up, like that.
I just did.
And it didn't reveal all the windows that are open. On my computer, it will show you a variety of windows that are open.
Where would that be? Where would it show you? Down on the toolbar?
No, they minimize and you get like a kaleidoscope of
windows.
Depends
on what type of operating software he's running as well.
Could be.
Yes. So I'd say in the future, let's stay away from double tapping on there.
Okay.
I'd say in the future, we shouldn't have these discussions on. By the way, the way everything works is that with their computers.
Yes.
It's what they do. It's not what I do. Everything is open that I'm looking at. I have a toolbar down below. I have a screen that's showing me everything that's open.
All right.
And that's what I'm
This is the perfect segue. If you don't mind, Mike, just quick sidebar. Buyer beware, Consumer Reports.
Okay.
My father, who's a smart man, and he knows a computer very well, he ended up almost getting phished and scammed by someone on the phone. When he called his bank to check up on, it's like Wells Fargo is one of his banks, and to check up on one of the accounts he helps manage, right?
So this is not one of his Swiss accounts?
No. I hope not, because that means he's got other families and other money I don't know about.
That's right.
So he called the wrong number for Wells Fargo because
it's
he went 1-800 Wells Fargo.
All right.
Whatever it was, and he ended up to a spoof Wells Fargo bank phone system.
Jeez, how evil is that?
Oh, it's crazy! It is absolutely crazy. Where he was started giving his personal information to the person
because he assumed he thought he dialed right, and they had all they had all the wallpaper up and everything.
Yes,
okay.
Yeah. I didn't know this was. I didn't know the level of criminality and sophistication was this high in the world of stealing your information.
Oh, I got something like that. Not unlike that.
Yes.
I got a threatening email saying that all of my Apple stuff was in danger and that I needed to reply right away. But I noticed that the email was at a really small font.
Yeah.
And I looked really closely and it wasn't from apple.com. It was from appy.com. appie.com. But they had all the same graphics and everything. And if you just glanced at it, it looked
terrifying,
like it said
really?
Apple. Yeah.
Terrifying.
Terrifying that it's
so my
out
old
there,
man gave his social out. Gave some more information, and at the point where they're like, "We need a credit card to, like, your we need to charge your credit card to certify it's you."
Right.
He was like, "Whoa!" Like,
I think though, ultimately, most of this stuff that no matter what they do, no matter how they conjure, and they'll figure out different ways to do it automatically when you don't know. The only way it's going to really start screwing people is if they grab stuff that that can go out of your bank account or out of your credit card without you knowing. Right now, even with all the conjuring and all the illegal activity, it still always will come down to, by the way, could we have your social security number?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
By the way, could we get that credit card information number? That's the way it goes.
I had a Postmates arrive not proud of this. But I think we might have been talking about Whoppers in passing somewhere. And I ordered, you know, I want to see how quick Burger King got to my house. And
so it was more of a social experiment.
It was a social experiment. McDonald's I already know about, but right. Burger King, not so much. And the guy showed up with Postmates, and, you know, they've been an advertiser on the show, but I can tell you what happened is, hey, he goes, the app says I need your a picture of your driver's license.
What?
And I said, no, this is just fast food. This is not even alcohol. And I've ordered.
Who said he needed it?
The carrier from
the guy that was going to dump your food
that was in front of my house,
so
dumping my food
6 feet away from you, and he's saying, the app says I need a picture of your driver's license.
He needed your so that he doesn't send the food to somebody that stole it.
I don't know, but I looked at the kid. He looked like Pony, a little dirty and like Slinky, though Pony's a nice guy. He's not dirty.
Yeah, but I bet that's what he's doing. That's probably how he's combating having food dropped off at somebody who's, you know what I mean? There's so much scamming.
Postmates is probably wants, this kid looked young, but he also looked nefarious. So I said, hey man, if I was getting alcohol, I kind of get that. But I don't even know if you're old enough to drink, and this is fast food. Onion rings, fries, and a Whopper.
And you know
you're
what?
Still eating healthy.
I said, I'm riding the Peloton, so I can eat what I want now, Mike.
And remember, Mike, this is
How long do you spend on the Peloton?
45 minutes? Not bad.
You share that with the President of the United States. I didn't know he had a Peloton. You know, he brought a Peloton into the White House, which I think is super cool.
I rode this morning and I shamed my wife. I said, look at me. Look at me working out. What about you? And then I left for work.
Mike, this is a change from our last president, whose workout regimen was one of those 1940s machines that was a canvas belt that just agitated his stomach.
Like you see in the old movies. That's very, very cool.
So I guess to my point is, everybody's got an angle. And I literally said, why don't you just drop that bag on my stoop as instructions say?
Right.
And then if there's an issue, I'm not moving anywhere because I'm in my house.
What did he say to that?
He said, okay. I said, bag right there. Go to your car. Call whatever robot's on the other side of that app. And I'll wait here. And if you don't come back, I'll give you a tip.
I can give him a tip if he doesn't come back.
Because that means he's left me alone.
Oh, okay. You can digitally tip. Okay.
On the app, yeah.
Now, where he pushed his luck is asking for a photo of your driver's license. I might accept, like, flashing the driver's license.
I flash that, but you're not going to scan my ID.
Exactly. That's a bad move,
pal. Can I ask you a question as I'm scanning my Mac right now, as we speak?
Yeah.
And it's sitting at 6.29 GB, and it's staying there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's just staying there. Is that okay that it's just staying there?
Nah, not okay. Not okay. No. But you're okay for the show, but after the show, it's time to go to the old Manzana, the Apple store.
What do you mean? Like get a new computer?
No, I think in preparation for our, you know, what we're going to do.
Right.
We got to get that little guy in there as the main function of your camera. For your new camera coming to you on the way.
Because the Mini isn't got like a screen or a keyboard. It's just the unit, right?
I know what the Mini is.
I know. I'm not that.
I was actually verifying for myself. I want to make sure I knew what I was talking about here.
How do I know how old my Mac is?
Top left-hand corner, hit the Apple.
Click on the Apple.
And then it says about, and then you'll see a little thing flash up. It'll say what software you're running and what year that computer was built.
That's the easy way to do it. Yes. Otherwise, you could ask what grade it's in or whether or not it smokes cigarettes. Did it vote in the last election?
Or ask for its ID.
2017.
That's pretty good for you.
Yeah,
no
4
dents?
Years.
No dents?
Is 4 years... No, I don't think so. I think I've had a cover on it for a long
time. Okay, well then lightly used. You're good.
Why are we going back to the old stuff we're going back to? And why is it staying on? Maddie, how's the picture looking today?
So you're not breaking up or anything. It might be a little...
You're not as crisp as you used to.
Not as crisp, mm-hmm. Yeah.
It may have dumbed down the signal.
Because you've got, you know, a memory issue.
That's right.
And not in real life, just your computer.
Well, I'm trying to scan it and get rid of it.
He also has a memory issue.
Right.
Well, I don't know if he has a memory issue.
I really don't have that. And by the way, but I am thinking about taking Prevagen.
Now, what is that? Is that a memory drug?
For brain health.
Oh, okay.
I'd like to know from our listening audience, and I rarely say this because I know what's going to happen, but I'll say it. I'd like to know if there are people out there. Their ad is a little hinky. All right. And I really feel like it might be improving. How do you really know? How do you really know that by taking a supplement that you're going to remember things better? How the hell can you prove that?
I would love someone in a Prevagen ad saying, you know, I just couldn't remember to take it. But once I did.
Do you find with your typos that you make when you're writing copy, do you find that is cognitive? Because you never used to do that.
It's
alcoholism.
You do
it now every week.
It's alcoholism.
You do it three or four times.
No, actually, there's only been three typos this whole calendar year.
No, don't try to say that you don't do it. You do it more than you ever used to do it.
You do it, but you catch it before the show so they don't count.
No, it's not that. What it is that sometimes...
Is it that or your fat fingers?
It is actually, sometimes I think is that I'm thinking faster than I can type or trying to communicate faster than I can type or I have an idea and I get ahead of myself. Also, a problem with the mailbag is sometimes the letters that are submitted are so badly worded that it's hard to correct them and I get lost in it. But I've been endeavoring to make the mailbag better and keeping the other copy simple as well. So
once again, staying on this 6-point, I didn't listen to the second half.
Well, I think he said that he's so witty and so quick that the computer can't
keep up with
him.
That's what he said.
No,
yeah. That's what he always said.
What
is that what my brain works at such a high level and I'm thinking so fast because I'm so scary smart.
That is not what I said. What I do is if I get excited with an idea, I'm not a good typist.
You get excited with an idea when you're writing another Cornerstone copy?
No, it's not only that.
Cornerstone commercial?
Souping it up.
No, sometimes it's that. Sometimes it's the bonus spot.
I'm talking about like a Cornerstone commercial. That's where your copy, most of the copy that's the mundane copy we have.
Don't really get into the thick of it.
That happens.
Well, yeah, I do make mistakes there. I could be cognitive. Who knows?
Like we all have our weaknesses, let me tell you.
I've got lots of them.
I'm still at 6.29 with my cleanup.
Yeah, that's not a good number. But we can power through, and then let's see where it's at. Let's give us...
Oh, now it's off. Wait.
Hold it, what?
It says run.
Periodic updates.
I'm running now. I'm running it.
I don't like... 6.2 on your Richter scale, Pony.
All right. Should I quit Google Chrome?
Yes.
Yeah.
Say goodbye to it.
All right.
See you later.
It's never done anything for you.
Get Safari, yeah.
All right. Very
good. I don't care for Safari.
Just don't quit Zoom.
Okay, stay on Zoom.
Please.
All right, I quit those two.
Oh, your picture got a little better right away.
Did it really?
Freed up some memory, yeah.
Did it really?
Freed up some memory.
Is Apple Music still open?
I don't know.
Okay.
I really can't tell you how to know whether that's open or not.
Well, if you go to Apple again and hit force quit, you'll see the programs that are open.
If I want
Apple, the top left-hand side, the little Manzana, mm-hmm. and then hit force quit.
Is Manzana Spanish for Apple?
Yes.
I did not know that.
And then it'll... Is it file force quit?
It's got Clean My Mac, Apple Music.
They kill that thing.
Yeah.
Kill that guy.
Kill that. So I can hit that and then force quit it?
Yes, mm-hmm. yes. Yeah, you got that. This is great. I hope for those at home that are learning about this as well, this is helping you. Right?
There you go. I just quit. Mm-hmm. I just quit it. Now look at
even,
Even better. Beautiful.
At least on our end.
This is the dumbest show in the world right now.
I thought we did a lot. We made fun of each other.
Hey, we talked about our weaknesses. Trying to figure out. Yeah, I'm being really aware in 2021 of my press. what people write about me, and there are these guys that hate me that like to say, "Yeah, there were another one of those sessions where they were helping him through his technical stuff." Yeah, okay, I cop to it. I understand it.
The man states away. We're doing the best we can.
I think I deal with a lot of technical issues.
And I think there's a lot of people that are probably playing along at home. They probably opened up their laptop and said, hey, I can do this. This is good. Mm-hmm. This is very good knowledge to
have. What's the Manzana?
That's right. Or in France, Le
Pan. So the only thing that's open now is the Clean My Mac, which I'm doing right now. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Zoom, so I can communicate with you.
We got this rock and roll.
And Finder is...
Finder's nothing. You're good.
That's good. You need to have that in case you want to find something.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's it. All right.
So you're good for now. We're steady Eddie.
All right, so getting back to the technical discussion that we're having.
Yeah.
This is where we have talked about this for many, many months now, about social media with their ads, reaching out and tailoring their ads
targeting
to you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I wish that I could say, I've been meaning to talk about this for quite some time. I wish that I could say I didn't like it, but I don't dislike it. Now, how bad is that? Am I being completely duped? That they will put up like they will put a set of kitchen knives up there because they've heard me talk about kitchen appliances
and your oven.
Knives. Yeah. And I will say I have to look at that. I have to pop in and see what's happening with that. Or for example, there will be a golf app that they will be hawking. And I don't do it all the time, but do you guys find you both have targeted ads?
Of course.
Right, yeah. So I'll tell you the last two things that hit me, and I'm not proud of this. And it actually defeats the purpose of the actual exercise bike, which I frankly have had for some time.
Don't tease, Oscar. Let's see those guns. Just take off that coat.
Just started riding again, yeah. Right? So I bought an iPhone holder for my Peloton from an ad like you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then I bought a computer tray for my Peloton so I could actually work on the computer and do my monotonous tasks like emails and stuff on the weekends. Ooh. From my Peloton.
New you 2021, getting it done. Fantastic. Yeah,
trying to save my marriage.
I'm about half and half on targeted ads. There's what I like is a lot of times it'll be stuff that is related to music or old television that they will pop up, and I'll say, yeah, I'll click through to that. But then there's a lot of stuff that's stupid too. I don't go through kitchens. I get a lot of kitchen
stuff. What about health stuff? What about, do you get a lot of health stuff?
No, I get stuff from funeral homes.
We're fairly healthy.
That's not true. You don't get stuff.
I have gotten a targeted ad from a funeral home before.
Because they know your BMI.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
They have really targeted you. Do you think it's because of the old stuff you post?
I think it probably could be. I think that could be part of it. But and it had a weird slogan.
Oh, now look at me. Look at me. I froze for a second. Go ahead. What?
They had a weird slogan like go with the best or something. And
don't settle when you rest. Go with the best.
Exactly. You've tried all the rest. Now have the best.
And it was the best rest of your sleep.
It was
for the rest of your life. Of your sleep.
It was a targeted ad from a funeral home. And I was like, oh, how about that? But if I do continue to post stuff about black and white movies, maybe that is why. You know, that's why it's targeting.
That's exactly what it is. And by the way, I am clean. I have wiped it clean. I have wiped it
yes!
clean now. And I am I'm done. I apologize for doing that. So with the targeted ads, for example, they do it now on satellite radio. I was listening to my satellite radio yesterday when I listened to MSNBC or CNN or Fox. That's a lie. And so I'm cruising along. And the ads that come on are golf ads. So they do it there too, right?
Regional. The regional buys on television, that's regional. That is regional.
Really?
Yes, absolutely.
And it's got to be regional and also demography, right? Because older people are probably listening to the news stations.
Yeah.
Because the kids are listening to 90s.
So that's not the sophistication of the satellite companies that are saying, we're going to target this ad for him.
Well, it depends
on. You're sure about that?
Are you saying are you talking television or are you talking about satellite radio?
I am talking about on satellite when I'm listening to the audio of a TV network on my Sirius satellite.
Okay, so no,
and when they break for commercials, you know, they'll have certain commercials that come on.
That's
right. When I'm listening in the car, I'll get a different one, and it's usually a golf related thing.
Yeah. So the ads that are playing on television. Are different ads that you're going to play on the radio.
Then I'm going to get in the Sirius.
Sirius is, they're selling demographics for that specific station.
So you think it's not that narrowcast? I know the ads that I'm hearing on the satellite radio are different than what I would see on television. I understand.
Oh, so
that.
I've purchased through, when I would do my ad buying back in the day.
Right.
I've worked with SiriusXM and I know how they break up your demographics and what stations they're going to put you on for certain products. Mm-hmm. So they just go for the demographics.
They don't have they don't have the technology to like laser
dynamically
focus
insert
on
into let's say Southwest Florida. No.
Right. Okay.
No.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right. What about when I'm watching television? What about the plethora of drug ads and diabetes ads?
That's
regional.
That's regional unless it's a national buy. If it's a national buy, then everybody gets it. I used to get the Sad Egg in, I imagine that would have been a national buy.
Sure.
On the nightly news. Was it Zoloft that would roll over?
Well, especially if
you're watching the news.
Do you think Zoloft ups their buy when there's really bad news? Like a really bad news?
Well, Rob, what kind of ads do you see on your networks?
Networks? You know, I don't watch a lot of networks.
Not your local networks. I'm talking about like your CNN,
National
or
Cable
your
News,
TCM that you like. Those ads.
There's no ads on TCM.
Oh, that's right. No ads on TCM.
CNN,
do you watch the news very often?
I do, and right. I get a lot of drug ads. I do get a lot of drug ads.
All right, so that's it.
Yeah,
that's
I do
typical.
Too.
That's
yeah,
typical.
That's what I, all right, well, I'm feeling better about myself right now.
Do you get a lot of veneer ads? I feel like that's a lot of Arizona veneers.
Teeth?
Yeah, teeth ads.
Oh, tons. And by the way, those people they're using for those ads, they all look like Skeletor.
Yeah.
They, you know, it's just like, you know, it's like, I have it. They're so long. The teeth seem so long.
Yeah, but it depends on is what, we never really see the, too much of the before. If I'm looking
that's
at
what
a,
I'd
a
like
bunch,
to see
if I'm looking
too.
At a bunch of chiclets, that might be better than before.
Like, you know, I'm sure it's all better than before.
Yeah.
Have you seen the guy with the long stringy hair, like the shoulder length hair
that
talks
I've seen
about
that.
How bad he looked before he got his implants? And they're not veneers, by the way. They're implants. They're implants. Veneers are different. The veneers are what the dentist hocks you on when you go into his chair to see if you can spend $18,000 to get the veneers. The implants are what you
surgery.
Go down to the mall where they yank them all out and they pop them back in there, and then you have your long stringy hair, but you don't have rotten teeth anymore.
What costs more, veneers or implants? Implants, because they're brand new, right?
Cheaper. I believe implants are cheaper than veneers.
Really? Ooh.
Yeah, we can check. That's something that our researchers can do.
Yeah.
And you know what? During the commercial break, I will pull my teeth.
Okay.
Okay? And I'll let you know. Start the show. Thank you.
Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Well, the first time we met, was at this big dance. She was very popular back then. She had dozens of boyfriends.
Hundreds.
Hundreds.
Yeah, hundreds.
I did not know that. Hundreds. Well, not that I didn't have a reputation myself, because, you know, I was quite the Casanova myself. Back at Ponce de Leon Junior High. But we started dancing.
He didn't want to dance. I was like dancing by myself.
I did not want to dance because...
Say, get up, Jerry.
I
no,
kept saying,
no.
Oh, I can't dance. I can't. I've got two left feet. I've got two left feet.
I thought he was kidding.
But I wasn't. I was born with two left feet. And they had a nickname for me. They used to call me Loopy because, you know, I would walk in little loops, kept going in circles. And then with some therapy, I learned how to walk a straight line.
And dance.
I'm looking for a toy. It's a bumblebee. It's
for,
like a...
For what kind of animal is it?
For a dog. It's a bee. It's a bumblebee. And it's furry. It's about this big.
Okay.
Right. It's a bumblebee, stripes on it.
Here it is. Is this it?
No, that's the bear in a bee costume.
Okay. I'm just trying to help.
It's about this big. And
right.
It squeaks in the middle.
Oh, okay. This one squeaks. You know. And I think it's striped. I think the dog will respond to the stripes, and it's. Reminiscent of a bumblebee, I think. That's
this
like a bee.
Fish.
Well,
we know
that's a fish, but to
you
a
know
dog.
What? Just shut up. I'm going to get this and
I'm just
get
trying
out
to
of
help
here.
You.
Thank you for your help.
Okay, this is least like a bee of the ones we have.
I didn't ask for your opinion. I asked for a toy that you don't have.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
From Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show, a daily radio show and podcast with a loyal legion of listeners that are part of our family and to listen every day in every corner of the world. This is TMOS, heard in great places like Herkimer, New York.
Yes.
Elgin, it's, you know what, is it Elgin or Elgin?
Elgin.
Elgin, Illinois. New London, Connecticut, Hot Springs, Virginia, Norway, Maine, Managua, Nicaragua. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now, brought to you by Cornerstone. This is a letter that came from a client of Cornerstone's. At the beginning of the pandemic, we refinanced with Cornerstone and got a great rate, saving hundreds of dollars a month. Working with Joanna was amazing, and she made the process super easy. But then the rates dropped below 3%, and this past December, we reached out to Joanna again. Just like last spring, she shepherded us through the process and made it so incredibly easy. We just closed on our new loan last week, now at 2.75%.
Wow.
And we are saving even more. Thanks to TMOS for bringing this great company to us. That's from Alicia, and we appreciate that. Thank you, Alicia. And Cornerstone is the bomb. You know that. Call the only company I recommend, Cornerstone First Financial, 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. They're celebrating their 20th year in the business with a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau. These rates will not be this low forever, and with the uncertainty of a new administration, you need to call now. Call Cornerstone First Financial, 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. Personal attention from application to closing, and we thank you, everybody. All right, so I think I figured it out yesterday. I'm very proud of myself that we had a big discussion on light switches and getting it done. Oscar said perhaps it was a ballast issue. I'm here to tell you that one of the recommendations Oscar made was to take the bulbs out of the one closet and move them into the other closet.
I think that was Rob. Full credit to Rob.
It was Rob that
Actually, I think we had a really good three-headed confab yesterday. We got a lot of solutions. So
I appreciate both of you doing that. And I turned the breaker off, figured out the correct breaker to turn off without electrocuting myself, opened up the switches on both closets, one just to see what it looked like. And then the motion sensor switch was far more complicated regarding wiring. So I simply put them back where they were, switched out the bulbs, and lo and behold, problem solved. They said during my research on YouTube that when you have a fluorescent bulb or an LED that you're switching out a fluorescent bulb with, that many times to make that take, you kill the breaker for a little bit and then re-hit the breaker. That apparently did the trick. And lo and behold, I have the lovely lights.
That is so cool because my jukebox is lit by fluorescent tubes. There's three of them within it. And sometimes they get a little hinky. And if you take them and you reinstall them, they'll go. But really, the best way to make a fluorescent bulb that's acting on the fritz is to kill all the power, count to 10, and turn it back. And that's, I mean, they say that for computers, but this is a jukebox. It's from 1962.
It's also what they said January 6th at the Capitol. Kill the power.
That's right. Kill the power.
Kill the power, Wade. And, you know, we don't, as I said, with the new administration, we've kind of chilled on the political talk.
Right.
But do you gentlemen, I know you still follow the news, do you get to a point where it's like, why do we go through certain exercises? Because I'm not a believer in having a trial when you already know that what the result of the trial is going to be. So yesterday, there were a multitude of the Republican senators that voted that it was unconstitutional. So they gave their tell. If they don't think the trial is constitutional, that's the way they're going to vote for the verdict anyway.
Right.
And my question is, we have a new administration. We're talking about unity. And I understand you have to hold people accountable, but you're not going to. So having the trial, in my humble opinion, is not holding Donald Trump accountable
for what he did.
I don't believe it, right?
You
know what I mean? I mean, I know people say you have to go through the exercise or people, but you're doing, it is a political exercise that is meaningless. I'm sorry, that's just the reality
I don't know. It's frustrating because I didn't see this coming either, Mike. And maybe this is a good time to probably maybe next week try to book our friend Reed Galen on the show again just to have a better idea of what's going on from the Lincoln Project, where I saw that the early morning, 6 a.m., I'm watching the news, and I'm like, why? That quick? Like, they're already talking about him being acquitted and moving on.
Well, he is going to be acquitted.
I know. I agreed, but I just didn't see it coming that quick.
No senator is going to come out and say, I will vote to acquit. I will wait to see the evidence and But they voted yesterday. They need 17 senators to come over to the Democratic side to convict. They got five that voted that it was constitutional. The rest of them,
hands
the 12
in
other senators that they might need, voted to say it was unconstitutional. If they don't think the trial is constitutional, they're certainly not going to vote to convict. So that's a done deal as far as I'm concerned, unless I'm missing something.
No, you're not.
So I get back to that.
Really excellent card players know how a game is going to end when it's two-thirds done because they can mm-hmm. think that far. Chess players are the same way. And you don't have to be, you know, the queen's gambit to see how this is going to play out. So why are we bothering? Because even
when we've got the business of the country to take care of right now, and I think that... I think we all want to see vaccines get into arms. Yep. We want to see relief packages go out. We want to see all that stuff. And I also get that the people that make historical references that when you just give somebody a slap on the wrist, they regroup. He's going to regroup anyway.
No matter what. Yeah.
It's going to happen anyway. So I get back to that system of government where I hate the feeling that I get when it's a foregone conclusion what the end game is to be. I think a trial ought to always be, you see the evidence from both sides, and then the jury goes into the room, and you come out and you find out. And in most trials, that's something where you say, let's see what the jury said. And Sometimes it's a surprise, sometimes it's not. So it's
strictly procedural where they knew they were going to get it done in the House, and then... it just was a foregone conclusion that in the Senate was going to happen, at least it was on the public
record. I don't know when the articles were filed that it was a foregone conclusion. However, yesterday, when there was a motion to vote on the constitutionality of the trial itself, and only five Republican senators said that it is, that told me where they're going to vote.
Right.
So, I mean, I know they can't stop where they are right now,
yeah.
But we're going to go through this, and everybody's going to have their little speeches. It's much like when you see... And by the way, I'm all for American democracy,
mm-hmm.
but I also believe in a little bit of pragmatism when you have that. I think it was a foregone conclusion after the mob stormed the Capitol, and you had senators come out right after that and say, I'm not going to change my position. That should have told you all you needed to know.
Is there another way to actually go on the record without going through this process where
I think it's a done deal.
This will go on your permanent record,
and they're going to love. They're going to love the process because no matter if you're voting for or against, you get to that bully pulpit. You get to stand up and talk, and it's a huge deal.
And that's what they do.
And
it's meaningless.
They love it though.
It's meaningless.
Of course, it's meaningless.
They're not going to convince anybody on the. We are so divided now. Nothing has changed. So I'm somebody that does believe in unity. You're not going to get it. You're not going to get it. It's a done deal. It's not.
I can't let this one. Look, this is. I get it. Coming on July 7th, I thought this would have been no problem, done deal. And I think you called it, Mike, even off air, where you're like, nothing's. I hope it changes, but I don't think anything's going to change. Because they're rooted. You know, they're embedded,
and they're afraid.
Yeah.
And they're still afraid. And so I think that most of them would be, I think it's a pretty cut and dry thing. Well, some people might say it's not. But, if you really wanted to split hairs, it just frustrates me because I think this is what America hates about government.
Yeah. Yeah.
That, Rob's absolutely right. Especially we found out when we were forced to listen to that congressional hearing on Janet Jackson when they had all the network heads, including our head guru, Mel Karmazin, getting up in front of Congress. And what it was just a bunch of congressmen that wanted to hear themselves talk and make a big speech. And you know what I mean?
What it is, Mike, is people hate government, but government loves government. Mm-hmm. Government wants to be heard. And there's a lot of people, don't tell me there's not 99 of 100 senators right now at least saying, you know what? I can use this to my advantage.
Mm-hmm.
This can benefit me.
It just sucks. Because now I'm like, okay, if that's the way it is, believe it or not, as much as I know a lot of Democrats would disagree with me, if that's the way it is, like, okay, we know what's going to happen. We're not even going to bother. We're not going to go through the exercise. You know what? He's going to get. I think he's more empowered by getting away with it than he is if they just say we're not going to go ahead. He gets away with it.
We have to continue fighting the good fight, man.
What about this? What if Biden comes out and says with definitive force, he says, let's quit this. This is the time to focus on unity.
He won't. But it's not his position to.
I know, but he could conceivably say it. If he did his inauguration address on unity, even if he can't stop it, what if he came out and said, this is a bad idea, what we need to focus on now
is
unity?
He did signal to the press where he said, I don't think they have the votes. I don't think they have the votes. And he was right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's we're just more divided by the minute. And that's that's all I wanted to say. Happy day. Hope you're having a fantastic day. By the way, if you just heard that little spiel I had, go get a bottle of vodka out. Pour yourself three fingers. You know, put a little ice in there. Knock yourselves out.
Mike, when we return, I have the answer to your dental questions.
Ooh.
Oh, excellent. Looking forward to that. We'll take a break, come back with more. You are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Hey, baby.
Good morning from Washington, D.C.
Speak of the devil.
Right?
This is your Senate Majority Leader, Mitch McConnell. We are living in some crazy times. And I should know, I've been serving in the Senate since 1926, and I've seen it all. But we have to persevere. That's how I won that legendary foot race against the rabbit. I may be slow, but I keep on keeping on. I never go away. I'm always around. Just like death, taxes, hatred, the Ku Klux Klan. Oh, and the TMOS Shopping Center. And even though I don't understand podcasts, or computers, or even electricity, for that matter, my staff tells me I can buy anything I want from Target or Walmart by using my old blue bruised fingers to go to MikeOMaraShow.com and click that banner. Which reminds me, I carried a banner once. Here's a hint. It didn't say welcome. LOL. Hey, in any case, please shop through this site. From now on, that's where I'll buy my sweet tea. I guarantee.
Thank you. Thank you very much,
Mitch McConnell.
Okay, Mitch.
Please.
All right. Thank you. All right. Thank you. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Features. I told you about the greatest socks in the world. Love them for golf. They're great for running. They're great for athletics. They're great. Features, F-E-E-T-U-R-E-S. Let me tell you about how great they are. They've engineered a sock with targeted compression, anatomical design, and moisture-wicking material for unsurpassed performance. I love the way they stay in place. And by the way, I wear the little, you know, no-see-ems.
Mark, sure. I've never hunted for socks in my sock drawer because I like these three pairs I have of Features.
Right.
By the way, upping that game because I'm hunting for them. I'm hunting for them.
Yeah. Look, the bottom line, the way this works a lot of times, you get a sample of these socks. We got them, and now I am editing out. I have tons of golf socks.
Sure. Yeah.
They go in the trash now, and the ones I wear every day are Features. That is simply a fact. And I love them. If you're unsatisfied at any point, they will give you a replacement pair, no questions asked. They have a lifetime guarantee. If you want the best socks in the world, you need Features, family-owned since 2002. I love them. Features socks will change how you feel about socks forever. For our listeners, you can receive $10 off your first pair of Features when you go to features.com/TMOS. That's FEETURES.com/TMOS for a $10 off your first pair of Features. And the cool thing, I think I might be speaking out of school.
Right.
I think Features is constantly coming up with new products.
Oh yeah.
I think they're always doing different stuff. Mm. So I'm very, very proud of that. All right. So we got some breaking news coming in right now. Boom. See that sound? That's the type of thing. That's very old school. And we're going to have some new sounds coming up in the next few weeks, which is going to be very exciting to me. But you've got breaking news, Rob Spiewak. Take it away.
I went to where I always go to. Actually, whenever I open Google, I go to my homepage, which is ArkansasFamilyDental.com.
Arkansas Family Dental. Where would there be more dental implants than in Arkansas?
Why is that?
And I clicked the link that says veneers versus implants, cost? Mark.
Ooh.
And you surmise that veneers would be more expensive than implants.
That's what I thought.
Okay, so here's the answer. When you weigh the cost of veneers versus implants, you have to consider your time and effort in addition to your finances. The financial cost for implants and veneers over the course of your life probably will come out even.
F off.
Ah, veneers cost about $1,000 per tooth with replacements required every 10 years, while implants can cost up to $5,000 per tooth, but last relatively as a permanent solution. So it's $5,000 a tooth.
What do you mean relatively as a permanent solution?
It says it can cost up to $5,000 per tooth for a relatively more permanent solution. So they're not saying it's permanent. They're just sort
that's
of
such a
implying.
Conjuring statement. Yeah. A relatively more. So you never have one that rots if you're drinking Mountain Dew every day.
Your time commitment for implants will actually outweigh veneers, especially, oh, this is nice, if you need bone or gum grafts placed to support your dental implant. So if you don't have, I guess, if you're so rotten that you don't even have substructure.
It's so expensive.
It is.
It's so expensive when you think about $5,000 an implant or $1,000
for a veneer. How many teeth do we have in the human head?
32.
So that you just get the front
pony
grill
has 44.
you just
in
have
two
the front,
rows.
The front grill rows. Done.
I can't imagine. I can't imagine you would veneer your molars, but implants you would have to. So at 32 teeth at $5,000 a tooth, it's $160,000 to get your mouth done.
But are you getting new veneers every 10 years because like they just start getting sun damage?
Just till you nail yourself a good looking wife, and then you don't need them anymore.
Really?
You
then you just let them rot.
Let them rot. You need you have a 10-year window to score a good-looking woman.
I know two people with veneers. My old roommate in Arizona, when I first moved in, I remember she had all these bandages on.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, this doesn't look like your MySpace photo. and she
had bandages on?
Like her face. She just had oral surgery.
Oh, okay.
And
he used to play for the Dodgers, didn't he?
Oral surgery. Her
birthday gift, when she turned 19, man, what was I doing? I was like 26 living with a 19-year-old. Michael, I'll get to you in a second. And she recovered for like a week and a half, and she had these like glistening white teeth. I'm like, at 19?
Yeah.
So does that mean that when she's 30, you know, essentially 29, she's going to have to get new veneers?
Well, I think the funny thing here is that they're already targeting veneers to the lazy because it says, while porcelain veneers are fairly low maintenance once they are placed over your tooth, you may need additional checkups for dental implants. So
who needs veneers when you have paper?
Mike,
you
gorgeous.
Look great.
You really
Oh, my
do.
God. Maddie, how does his smile look right now?
It's glow. It's shining. Yeah. Glistening. It's beautiful.
You look younger. You do look younger.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Mm. Yeah. Still not going to pull the trigger on that. Thank you. Thank you very much. It was good. Look at that. Oh, my God. We got to take another
break. You got a good mouth, though, for teeth.
Thank you.
That's high praise.
I got it.
Hey, you got a good mouth for teeth.
Oh, the paper's dissolved.
Oh, no.
Oh, now it's a fang. We'll take a break and come back to something else. I know I can wear a show, really. Oh, God, it's sticking.
Do you listen to podcasts? Do you like to hear virtual voices through the magic of electronic reproduction? How would you like to hear your voice on a podcast? Now you can. Just submit a promo to the Mike O'Mara Show. If you cut the mustard, you can rub audio shoulders with all the promo greats. James Amato, Paul Christine, even that guy. It's as easy as falling off a log. Just follow this simple procedure. 1. Select a TMOS topic that you want to promote and then record yourself promoting it. 2. Send your promo as an MP3 to rob@mikeomaraShow.com. And if it airs, you can be a star. Can fabulous wealth be far behind? Ha 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 ha! You better hurry. We look forward to hearing from you. Here's to showbiz.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. One of our listeners posted a lovely picture of his backyard, his small backyard, where he was roaring his solo stove fire back there with the family. And he was talking about how they live in a densely populated area. And one of the great things about solo stove is it doesn't provide a tremendous amount of smoke.
Yeah.
So you don't have to worry. It's got all the flame without the smoke. So when you're living on top of a neighbor and you still want to have that backyard fire, it's fantastic. With Solo Stove, you can enjoy a roaring fire without all the smoke. We all have them. We love them. They feature stainless steel construction designed to regulate airflow and burn more efficiently. And they really generate a lot of heat and flame. But you don't have the smoke, so your neighbors are going, what is going on? By the way, we had a neighbor down here that I think was warming himself by burning tires.
That's how much smoke we had in our yard last night. With a wide range of portable products in all sizes, Solo Stove is fit for any occasion.
The legendary Fort Myer tire fire.
Oh, they have tire fires down here.
Oh, yeah.
And mulch fires.
Oh, the worst. The worst.
Oh, there's a lot of mulch here. They even, Solo Stove even sells grills, pots, and other accessories. That's awesome.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. Easy to light, totally portable, and Solo Stove gives a lifetime warranty with every purchase. You can't beat that. Go smokeless with Solo Stove and get 25% off your order through February at solostove.com. Plus additional $10 when you use promo code Mike at checkout. It's a new code, so be aware of that.
Yes.
Promo code Mike. That's solostove.com. And the promo code is Mike, M-I-K-E, for 25% off your order plus an additional $10 off when you use the promo code Mike. There you have it. You got it right now. Rob Spiewak had mentioned that he has the ideal Airbnb for Oscar Santana, who's, look, we're all thinking, we're fantasizing, we're envisioning what it might be like to travel again. Look, we go back to Vegas. I don't care what we have to do. I want a big suite, and I want to have a private party in a big suite, just like they do. I want to have
rock
a hangover style. I want Tigers and Mike Tyson, and I
remote control blinds, the whole deal.
And a staircase, to a second level.
I want to have 10 to 20 listeners that come to that exclusive party. No, not five. No. 10 to 20 listeners that come to that that party.
But we rotate in and out every 15 minutes.
Oh, okay. I see how that happens. You two are such whores.
You're more of a whore than I am, and I think I'm a big whore. But you two rotate them in.
That was him.
No.
That was him.
No. This is going to be 10 people to 20 people.
Because you want to get to know them, right?
You get bored with people quickly.
I will not. If there are 20 people there, I won't get bored.
If they're in and out, you won't know.
I will not do that. It'll be a VIP party. And
how about, Oscar, it starts with 20, but ends up with 10.
What about
as soon as they screw up, out.
12 parakeets.
Well, you know what we're going to have to do? We're just going to have to figure out a way to decide who gets to come.
What?
To the party.
What about these ground rules?
Oh, the Diamond Jubilee party?
Whoever gets in, however they get in.
Yes.
But if they stare at you for longer than 30 seconds while we're there,
they can lick my ear. If they earn the right to be there,
well then.
They can do that. That's
Should
just
they
a
have
thought
a vaccine?
I have.
Is that a prerequisite?
Look, we don't. Hey, would it be safe to say we don't even know yet?
We don't
whether we're going to be able to do it.
Or
in the
fall. If you're going to survive till then, the way that you're living your life.
This is true. When I'm down here, blowing in people's ears. Go ahead. What do you have for Oscar? I don't want to talk about
Dallas,
this
Texas, Mike. They're opening up a brand new 7-Eleven. It's in Dallas County, and this is an Airbnb. You actually have to be chosen because there's only two slots open, but. They're opening a brand new 7-Eleven, and before it opens to the public, for $11, you and a friend can spend the night in a 7-Eleven with all the free snacks, all the nachos, all the Slurpees
that
you want.
Why is it only $11 if you get free merchandise?
Because it's a promotional deal. It's more of a lottery than an Airbnb if you're chosen. But here's the other thing. They've also set it up to be the ultimate gaming experience with a PlayStation 5, two recliners, and a huge television. But you do. You get locked in there at 11 minutes after 7 o'clock on one night, and you have a run of the entire 7-Eleven for the entire night.
I have a question right off the bat. How much, and Oscar would probably be the right one to ask about this.
Yes.
How much of a burn factor would it be? Like, my question would be, you get in there and you're like, man, I'm thinking of all the cool stuff.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then when you get in there, you know what's going to happen. This is my prediction.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Rob, you probably agree with
me. Okay.
You would get in there, you got your game, you guys, and they're like, oh, we got everything in the store. And then you realize there really isn't all that much. You really think about it, right?
7-Eleven, for me, I would say the last 3 years, the last 5 years has become 7-Regret. Because I'll walk in there and I'll say, fine, I'll get this taquito. They'll say, my friend, we'll buy 3 for $2. And I'm like, oh, fine, I'll do that. And then he'll give me my friend, we just put the buffalo on, I'll give you more. So it's like, they're like drug dealers.
Buffalo taquito?
But you can also get the Monterey Jack taquito. I like that guy too. I'm familiar with that family.
Mm-hmm.
If you have ever bought anything off the hot trays, either the rollers, Big Bite.
Well, that's when I think of spending the night with all the snack.
And by the way, there is a concierge that will join you for the evening, but that's it. Just you, a friend, and a 7-Eleven concierge.
Or a chaperone.
I'm sure it's a chaperone. Like the concierge we had at the Wax Museum.
If the 7-Eleven has alcohol,
it does.
It could be a night.
It does.
Like it could be a night, and you could just grind through all the Mike's Hard Lemonade and then roll through all the.
When you leave, can you like fill a backpack with like chapsticks and nail clippers?
All the two packs of Excedrin? I want two pills.
There's a difference between this being cheesy and this being. I'm talking about if you can load up on the stuff you really need. Like, for example, in the cold weather, yeah. I'm a chapstick guy,
yeah.
A regular chapstick guy.
We used to keep an actual clip strip from a grocery store of chapsticks at the station for you because you would want a chapstick every day.
Well, and I would lose them a lot.
Yes.
I just would put them down.
Well, I would take them and sell them to fans.
Was that on your rider?
No.
But would you think it would be cool, Oscar, to do this?
I would.
Would that be exciting for you?
It'd be great for the show. It'd be a great experience. And at the root of it, the only time you go wrong with the taquitos or the Jamaican patties or the pies, whatever, or even the chicken or the pizza that's available.
Yes.
Pizza would be a big deal.
Is when you go there and there's this off color. There's a colorization issue when they've been there for almost 12 hours and you can see it. Because it becomes a little, they become a little gray, especially the
like
taquitos.
Like the hot dogs,
yes,
the taquitos.
And if they're if they start giving you free stuff, and you like a Jewish deli, we're like, try this. They just don't want to waste it. They want to hit you with a free, like a drug dealer. Mm-hmm. They want to give you a taste so you can come back.
You got your pizza. If it's fresh, not bad. Hot dogs, not bad if it's fresh.
I think the hot dog is their best mover. That's their best product.
Super big bite.
Yeah.
So you got that. Do you still have the where you can heat up the burritos too? You got those.
Yeah, they have the microwave. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You got a bunch of frozen food.
And that's myriad of ice cream products like a Magnum bar.
You've got all the treats. You've got all
then
the treats.
Then you get the dry snacks. You know, you got your potato chips, your Cheetos, all of that. Then you got your your Red Bull, and you got your beer selection.
Let me walk you through how I would run it if I had a friend that was an alcoholic.
Okay. All right.
I'd roll through and I'd say, look, if we got a pre-plan this, we want to get the most bang for our buck.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Don't eat all day. And then we get in there, we start pounding like alcohol. We set up a little buffet of chips and salsa. You know, they have that there.
Sure.
We get every salsa we want. Sometimes you want some cheese. Maybe you want some of the hot Tostitos salsa that's up, right? Maybe something chunkier.
Right.
And then after we have that, like we bring a little TV or an iPad. We're just watching movies.
Well, you have a big screen TV there, remember.
We are drinking heavily.
Right.
And they better keep the Keno machine open because I'll play Keno all night. That'll be fun.
Right. Right.
You can actually gamble.
What would be your number one on your hit parade as far as foodstuffs? I mean, what would be what would you really go for?
The buffalo.
What do you think it would be?
Chicken taquitos. Those guys are like crack.
You are a gourmet.
Yeah, yum, I think yum, he missteps yum. There. If I didn't go with the hot, if they had it, a cheeseburger big bite. It's a cheeseburger.
They don't always have them.
That
though,
looks
right?
like a hot dog. It's not always there.
Yeah,
that's a good product though.
Monterey Jack,
is it
a spicy.
Beef hot dog or is it a burger hot dog?
No, it's like a hamburger in a tube you eat.
Oh God, sounds like a suppository.
But the quarter pound big bite, the Oscar Mayer quarter pound big bite is an excellent hot dog.
Mm-hmm.
You hit that with chili and cheese.
Both of you, because both of you fools have missed the numero uno thing, because and otherwise I'm not putting up my $11. Okay.
What's that?
Unlimited lottery ticket. There you go. Just like pull them right off the wheel. You know,
damn.
Just grab the wheels and put them in your backpack. That's what
damn.
I want. I bet they don't let you do that.
Probably
I bet they
not.
Don't let you go.
Got to read
those,
the fine
right?
print. Got to read the fine print.
But yeah, bring some cash and just scratch away.
Well, I mean, if they let you have free scratchers, then it's a deal. Otherwise, you're just getting fart food for no particular reason. Oh, an easy chair.
Mike, I do believe that most of the people that are applying for this are known as free scratchers.
Yes, sir. Hello, Mr. Garcia. Yes, we've received your 18th order. I really want to go. I really want to be there. Hey, Mike. We'll take a break and we'll come back with the news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
the, I would say, and I would say, it's, I would say, it's, I would say, I would say, like, thank you, Rob.
My pleasure.
I would say, I would say, I would say, I would say, and I would say, I would say, I would say, so I said, I would say, for, I would say, I would say, I would say,
what would he say? Find out every Friday. It's Oscar's Take on The Mike O'Mara Show.
Welcome back to The Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Freshly. Getting everything you need to cook dinner is complicated right now, but with Freshly, it's simple. Freshly has chef-made delicious meals delivered fresh to your door with no cooking required. Your meals arrive cooked and fresh every week, so you can keep your fridge stocked and skip the inconvenient and scary trip to the store. Ordering is easy. Visit Freshly.com and choose from over 30 delicious, better-for-you meals. Oscar on the spot. What's your current favorite from Freshly, Oscar?
The sausage and peppers, and then the steak peppercorn. I love it.
Oh, so good. So good.
No buffalo taquito with Freshly.
No.
Better
no.
food. Our listeners can try Freshly for $6.16 per meal. $6.16. That's a good deal.
Yep.
Start living Freshly. Your meals are always delivered fresh, never frozen, and are ready to heat and enjoy in just 3 minutes. Right now, Freshly is offering our listeners $40 off your first two orders when you go to Freshly.com/TMOS. Make better eating a priority and get this special limited time offer. Go to Freshly.com/TMOS for $40 off your first two orders. Try Freshly now, and for a limited time, get $40 off your first two orders. Go to Freshly.com/TMOS to learn more, people.
News.
No.
Budweiser's Super Bowl commercials have always attracted attention, whether you like them or not. There's been the Bud Bowl,
sure.
The Budweiser frogs that we had, the Clydesdales, the sentimental animal commercials, and their recent attempts to tackle bigger issues like immigration. Well, this is a little tricky, this story, because there's a hook at the end that I think they're kind of conjuring. But there won't be any Budweiser ads this year. For the first time in 37 years, Budweiser won't advertise during the Super Bowl. Instead, they're taking the money they would have spent on a commercial and using it for good. And of course, they're letting you know that. They say they'll be raising awareness for the COVID-19 vaccine, but the details are a little vague. They are donating some of their airtime through 2021 to a, quote, coalition of experts in health, education, and the economy. It doesn't sound like that includes any previously purchased airtime during the Super Bowl, though. So we really don't know. While it does sound like a nice gesture to reallocate the money for ridiculously expensive ads, it's kind of a publicity stunt.
Of course.
But if they're doing good, I'm okay with that. Budweiser has put out a 90-second feel-good ad on its digital platforms, which hypes their decision not to advertise on the bowl.
Going to the bowl.
This could have been their Super Bowl ad. It's already been seen a ton of times on digital. But it's not going to be on the Super Bowl. And get this, Anheuser-Busch still has 4 minutes of advertising time during the game. That's the parent company, of course, which is expected to use it for Bud Light, Mick Ultra, and Michelob Ultra Organic Seltzer. So they're really... they really are advertising.
Yeah, of course.
And if they're giving the money to the ad council, which is I read in another article that they were gonna, you know, make sure that they have this social justice, but for social good. It might be even COVID based. It's fine, but I don't begrudge them from actually getting credit for it, Mike. I will miss.
I'm cool. It's just when you're
a little bit of finesse and a little bit of conjure in that, though. The fact that
for my money, if
yeah.
you were going to do it, you wouldn't advertise any of your Anheuser-Busch products. That's just the way.
There was one spot that was going to air in the pregame that they didn't run, which was Budweiser. It'll make you fart.
It'll make you fart. Coca-Cola, Hyundai, Audi, avocados from Mexico, and Pepsi have also announced that they're skipping this year's Super Bowl.
Pepsi is sponsoring the halftime show, though, so it's a lie.
Yeah, but I'm also it says that they're doing that, but. I'm wondering, will Diet Coke be advertising? It's weird. It says, yes, Pepsi's still sponsoring the halftime show. It's right here. Thanks for skipping ahead. And they're also advertising their other brands, including Mountain Dew and Frito-Lay. So will this exodus signal a drop in the cost of ad time? No. According to reports, the cost of a 30-second slot is more expensive than ever this year, about $5.6 million per commercial.
I will miss the What's Up campaigns.
Oh. Still my all-time. One of my favorites. Absolutely love. What?
I know that we all get tired of Geico, but I can't tire of the Scoop There It Is commercial. Every time I watch it now, I laugh. Are you guys into that at all?
I'm really into the is it Liberty?
They
have the kid who's dressed like an iPhone.
And I love Flo.
And then he jumps he jumps into a bag of rice at the end and says, Rice, do your thing.
I hate that ad. I hate Geico. I hate Progressive. I hate
Mike. We've seen the thing or two.
Duh.
Time you see tag team singing Scoop There It Is, just watch the last 3 seconds of the spot and watch how hard the parents are dancing. Tell me that's not funny. It's great.
It's still big insurance. A young woman named Alana paid Lindsay Lohan to make a cameo video coming out to her parents.
Okay. Ooh.
I guess she was going to have Lindsay do it. Now, I would never put a story in here that reflects well on Lindsay, but here goes.
All right.
Okay. What Lindsay did instead was unexpected but really cool. Lindsay sent Alana a video saying, quote, I know that you are about to take a very big step in telling your parents who you truly are and what you want them to accept of you. And I think you should do it yourself.
Oh, wow.
I think that coming from you, you'll feel a lot of power and strength. And it's important that you are who you truly are and that you love yourself and that you can live by that and tell your parents that. I promise you they will understand. Then she wished Alana, quote, all the love in the world and strength and support. I think that's a cool move.
That is.
I think that's
fantastic.
A cool move. Alana did not take the advice and she immediately sent the cameo request over to Jack Buck. I'm sorry, Joe Buck.
Oh, I think we did
the
better.
I did that on the fly.
I heard Buck.
I'm so distracted today. I can't even get a comedy thing.
So great. Joe Buck's dad from 1940.
She's gay. She's gay.
Hey, what? She's gay.
Speaking of beverages, Coca-Cola coffee. Coca-Cola with coffee is now in stores.
Yeah.
This drink is either going to be revolutionary or the worst thing you've ever tasted. Nobody knows. Coca-Cola with coffee just launched nationwide, and so did a sugar-free version. The cans are a mix of Coke and coffee and come in three flavors, dark blend, caramel, or vanilla. Each 12-ounce can has 69 milligrams of caffeine, which is just over half of a regular coffee or a Red Bull, but more than double a can of regular Coke. So it's a coffee with a look. I think it's going to be successful. I think it's going to work.
Yeah, but how do you think it's going to taste?
I think it'll taste good. I think
which
it'll
flavor?
Taste,
you know, if you had to choose one flavor to experiment with, would it be the vanilla, the dark, or the caramel?
I think I'd try Jack Buck. I try Jack Buck.
She's gay. It's coffee. Drink it.
Do you feel most like your dog is part of your family? I know we do here.
Yes, obviously. Of course.
A new study out of Washington State University figured out why, and it's thanks to women. The researchers found that women formed early bonds with dogs just as dogs were becoming domesticated, and as a result, quote, dogs were more likely to be included in family life. Women are responsible for dogs getting names, sleeping on furniture, getting funerals when they pass away, and that's how dogs became so important to people and bonded with us so well, which is still going today. The researchers say, quote, dogs are everywhere humans are. They've been able to thrive. They have hitched themselves to us and followed us all over the world. It's been a very successful relationship, and I want to thank Winslow for sitting on the floor in my bedroom yesterday. Very successful relationship.
Well, can't you credit that to Carla? Because
pooping on the floor?
No. The fact that he was allowed in the bedroom to do that. I mean, your story
no,
says...
No, I forgot to put the gate up, and he, within 9 seconds, went over to my side where he was hidden and dumped, even though I walked him 4 times yesterday.
Mm.
I love dogs. I hate dogs. There we are. And now a little something, something. I teased this yesterday. I have the same kicker. An annual report on drug and alcohol use just came out, and most of the polling was done early last year before COVID hit.
Okay.
But they also did a follow-up survey to see what's changed during the pandemic, and it turns out 4 in 10 people are drinking more than they were a year ago.
Oh.
Here are the four quick stats. 1, before COVID hit, the average American got drunk 27 times a year. That's more than I actually would think.
Yeah.
Scotland and England top the list at just under 34 times a year. The global average is 21. Number 2, 1 out of 3 times we get drunk, we end up regretting it, and women are more likely to regret drinking than men. Number 3, the top reasons we regret drinking include bad hangovers, saying something you wouldn't have said normally, and getting into an argument or fight. This is kind of related to the previous one.
Mm-hmm.
Number 4, 43% of people worldwide have been drinking more since the pandemic hit. The top reasons are there's more time to drink, we're just bored, and someone you live with is drinking more, so you are too. And number 5, Carla is going on that 75-day binge thing where she's not drinking anything, and it's driving me out of my flipping mind!
So
I need a partner. I don't like to drink alone. Thank you very much.
Hasn't drinking alone become a little more acceptable because of the pandemic?
I suppose. Well, you'd have to ask Rob. Rob, do you think it's more acceptable?
It's always been acceptable to me. As a fact, it's preferred.
That's right. Rob's got a new drink that he's enjoyed. It's called Typo Beer.
That's right. Exactly.
It's fantastic. We're going to take a break, and we will come back with the aforementioned Audio Vault right here on the Mike O'Meara Show, everybody.
Hello, Outlaws. This is Las Vegas legend Wayne Newton, and I love you. There are a few things in life that I require. Peace, joy, and, of course, convenience. That's why I like to listen to TMOS on Spotify. No matter where I am, in my downtown apartment, visiting the guinea hens at Constellation. Out of here.
Sorry, I'm
gone.
Tired of Wayne. It's just too much. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. Aha, the English language.
Ah.
The best there is. Sorry, Oscar. Such a wonderful palette that allows you to paint with words. Don't you just love to use classic old-timey expressions? Isn't it just too devastating? Phrases like, you're a sight for sore eyes.
Ah.
Being on your jollies. Pardon my French. Or, I'm as fit as a butcher's dog. Fun. Or how about, there's a nickel in my ass. The pig won't comment. I just made a trouser biscuit. Or, my wife won't provide me with the French favor.
These are old expressions.
But my favorite phrase of all still holds up. Your passport to the assport.
Yes.
That refers to the TMOS bonus show. It's a comedic treat that everyone understands and never goes out of fashion. Buy it at MikeO'MearaShow.com. And remember, don't be a nose bagger. You won't be up to dick. L bonus show. Buy it. What are you doing? I don't understand. Let's open up the audio vault. For today, this is Wednesday, January 29th already?
7th.
Seventh. Sorry, I can't read my own writing.
A lot of those were actual old-timey expressions, but the trouser biscuit I made up. Some of those I created. So just
trouser biscuit.
Mike, we're just talking about dogs. You got to love your dog, but it might be hard to love your 4-year-old pug if your 4-year-old pug made this noise all the time.
Yeah. Probably getting groomed.
No, just standing in the living room.
Really?
Yeah.
It's terrifying.
Yeah, I don't think I could do that.
I can't really comment. You know, I know. We had a pug.
I know.
But did he do that?
When he would go to get groomed,
yeah.
And I never had the pleasure of hearing it because Carly would always take him to get groomed. But apparently pugs make almost a human sound.
I think that's when you throw a sock in their gullet, right?
And also you said they have a human like number 2, don't they?
Well, no, Winslow does.
Oh, I thought when you had the pie, I thought that it was substantial enough.
Human size?
Yeah.
Well, bigger than Frankie.
Of course.
Anybody poops bigger than Frankie, you know?
Anybody.
Go ahead. Let's chug along. Come on now.
Paris Hilton.
Need all the help I can get.
Paris Hilton is, she almost comes off good in this clip. until mm-hmm. the very end. She has revealed that she is so in love now with whatever her boy toy is that they are going to have children. Yeah. Finally, she feels that they are in love enough that she can commit to having children. I've always thought Paris Hilton was very pretty. And so, you know, I check out when she has stuff to say.
She's pretty, but I always thought, no, I'm not going to say that.
Well, no, I understand.
In this era, it's probably
why
not
don't you text
correct
it to
what
us?
I'm going to say.
But I think I know what you're going to say, and I agree. But I think on the, I've always found her very appealing. But she looks good
no,
in
she
this
just
clip.
Seems like, she seemed like, you know, she... probably had a variety of experiences. Maybe more of those experiences than I would prefer.
Mike, it's harder with the public life, yeah. and you
this
see
is just a quiet
all the romances,
just,
and then that sex tape.
Just quiet.
Right.
There's a little quiet
exactly.
one. Anyway, she mm-hmm. sounds like she's good until the very end of this tape, okay?
We talk about it all the time and planning our baby's names and all of that, so mm-hmm. I'm really excited just move on for the next step of my life and finally just have like a real life. Cause I really do believe that having a family and having children is the meaning of life. And I haven't got to experience that yet because I don't feel that anyone really deserved that love from me. Mm. And now I finally found the person who does. So I cannot wait for that next step. We want to have twins first. And then I don't know, like either three or four children. We have been doing the IVF. So I can pick twins if I like. Yeah, we have them all ready to go.
She picked twins.
It's not like buying a handbag, right?
Is she married to the dude?
I don't
know.
Think
I'm
they're
almost
married.
100% sure they're not.
I don't think she's, none of them get married.
But I love the fact that all she's talking about the meaning of life, how beautiful it is, and that we've selected a boy and a girl for twins, and that's how we're starting. It's like,
well, I guess you can do that nowadays.
Yeah, but yeah. It just seems a little less sensitive. It doesn't seem to match the tone of the first part of the tape.
And if you have a family fortune and you want to protect it, especially in California, maybe not getting married is the best thing.
Could be.
That's true. There, that was our cold analysis of Paris Hilton. Good luck, Paris.
Mike, have you heard that they've changed the testing protocol in Beijing? Now they are actually, because of better accuracy, if they want to test you for COVID, they're doing rectal swabs.
Drop your shorts and bend over, Mr. Babar.
Oh, not really. We don't need to. I've,
you know, my kidneys feel a lot better in this position. Maybe it's just that I'm not doing any calisthenics. You know, if I did some sit-ups in the morning or bent over like this, I'd probably feel 100% Moon River.
Rectal swabs?
Rectal swabs. That's right.
Where?
Really? In Beijing. Wow. Mm. They say it's more accurate.
Yeah, but I mean, with the drive-through, I mean, it always looks like you're out of American Graffiti or Porky.
Now, sir, grab your ankles. This will be quick.
I hadn't thought about the drive-through.
You have to have a driver, probably.
I would think so.
Yeah, stick your ass out the car, rectal swabs.
Put it in park, sir.
Boy, oh boy, I tell you, those frontliners just got more respect from me.
Right up the tailpipe.
That's for sure.
talk about a moonroof.
Yeah, exciting. If that's true, I do. I mean, I feel for those people. Man, I mean, it's one thing going up the nose. That's gross enough.
Yeah. But you'd have to be consistent. You wouldn't want to have to choose and go back and forth.
Are you going to have another line? We can do this all day long, right? And you're not going to let me have the last one. Go ahead. Let's go.
The U.S. Navy Band, who actually, I think, does some work with Colonel Colburn's organization. I think they work together. The mm-hmm. president's own. I think they sort of sometimes have some working together with the
Marine Band.
But the U.S. Navy Band did something this week that I thought is funny. I think we discussed last week a resurgence in popularity of all things sea shanties, where they, you know, old pirate songs and stuff.
Oh,
right.
So the U.S., there's been a lot of garbage stuff online about it, but the U.S. Navy Band turned a Taylor Swift song into a sea shanty.
It off again last night.
Oh, hey, oh, hey!
This time I'm telling you,
we are never, ever, ever getting back together. We are never, ever,
I love this.
Ever
that's fantastic.
Getting back together. You go talk to your friends, talk to my friends, talk, then talk to me.
Perfect
but
choice.
We are never, ever, ever getting back together.
I love that the U.S. Navy Band, a federal orchestra, is saying F you to all the stupid people on TikTok. Take
fantastic.
That. Anyway, that's your magic audio ball. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
That's it. We got to get out of here. We'll be back with another show tomorrow for Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hello.
I'm Ted Cruz, and I approve this message.
Good job.
Pandemic.